Don't worry, it's just me. It's not your mechanic telling you that your Ranson is broken and it'll cost $900 to fix it. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We'll talk about some very crazy celebrity diet plans that you simply have to hear to believe. After that, if you look over at your TV and if you see it sweating and cowering, it's because the internet could soon kill your television. That's right, reasons why the internet could kill your TV, actually replace your TV. And then the biggest myths about rich people. Do they just like Grey Poupon and big fancy cars and houses and all that? Well, there are some myths that we will debunk about the top 1%, shall we say. We start things off this hour with things that concern the other 99% of us. What's one of the big things that can cost you a lot of money? Your car, when your car breaks, and when the warranty is over and you don't want to go back to the dealership and you go to the local mechanic because you have no idea what's going on. You're driving down the road and all of a sudden you're hearing knocking and you're hearing pinging and things are leaking out of the car and you got these lights on your dashboard. You don't even understand what they are and you want to look in the owner's manual, but you haven't had the owner's manual for 4 years since your kid threw up on it. You know what I mean. So you bring your car to the mechanic and you drop it off. He looks at you as he's wiping off his hands and he goes, I'll take a look at it and I'll let you know. So he writes down your phone number. So you go home and you wait. And all of a sudden, ring, ring, ring. And the phone rings and it's your mechanic and you have no idea what he's about to tell you. He could tell you that it was simply, a loose spring in the seat and it's no big deal and he fixed it for you and it'll cost you nothing. Or it could be something downright huge, which will alter your financial setting for a while. If you were to get a $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 bill to fix your car, could you handle it right now? We need our cars. The car is so integral to how we live. We use it to get to work. We take our kids to school, whatever. We go to the store with it, back and forth. How do you know if your mechanic is actually honest? You ever think of that? You got tons of mechanics. You do have these franchised places, but let's be honest, some of them are quite expensive because you're walking in there and they still have the wood paneling up from the summer of 78, but yet, you know, they have the coffee machine and they have the magazines and, yeah, they have a TV up in the corner so you can sit there and watch Kelly and Michael. Or do you go to a private guy in town? You know who they are. Sometimes they just rent out a bay in the local gas station garage, or they have a garage somewhere in the back of some building, and sometimes these guys are pretty reputable. I'm pretty fortunate that I have someone that I trust. But how do you know? What? You don't know anything about the car. They could say anything they want. And you have a broken Ranson. You don't even know what the Ranson is or how much it costs. I am pretty fortunate that when I need a repair on my car, the mechanic will call or his assistant will call and he will detail to me exactly how much everything costs. He'll tell me how many hours of labor, how much it is per hour for that labor, and how much each of the parts will cost that they need to go out and buy to put it in my car. So I have an idea as to what's going on, and I can then make a decision as to whether or not I want them to proceed. Of course, I need them to proceed because I need my car. But what happens if you have someone that's just going to take advantage of you? And how do you even know if they're going to take advantage of you? You have no idea. What if there is one problem that could be fixed for $40 and instead he says, it's going to take this and that so I can fix this as well. And if he's just completely lying and all of a sudden you spent $800. Maybe they get brazen. Maybe some of these guys don't care. I would hope that they would get caught if they're doing stuff like that. But unless you are a mechanic and unless you know about cars, you don't know. And you're just going to sit there and you're going to pay because you need your car. So if you're in a situation like that, good luck. I would use someone that you know and trust their advice and use one of their mechanics if you need your car repaired. Because it can be a very expensive proposition. And walking is not an option. Stay with us. Crazy celebrity diet plans up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
think green.
Harrison with you. Scientists now believe that less food intake actually helps animals to live longer. That means humans, too. Even back in 1935, Cornell University found that 30% fewer calories caused a 40% increase in the lifespan of mice. This kind of increase is equivalent to a human living to 160 years old. Less food has also increased the lifespan of yeast cells and worms, fruit flies, monkeys, and I love this, Labrador retrievers. And it's not just a matter of years either. You see, these various species not only live longer, but they live significantly more active lives than their non-dieting counterparts. And they also have fewer instances of diseases that are associated with aging, like cancer. Does that mean humans should adopt a less food, live longer diet? Well, when in doubt, trim it out.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
Have you ever been chased by the cops? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Bob stole a car in Chicago and drove it out to the country. He was cruising down the highway when he noticed a couple of Illinois state troopers in hot pursuit. At first, Bob thought he was a goner. But then he remembered in the movies, when a crook crosses over the state line, the cops can't continue their pursuit. So Bob headed for the state line with a smile on his face. Is Bob right or wrong? Will the state troopers let Bob get away if he crosses over the state line? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So, will the cops stop at the state line? Yes, Bob was right. It's not true in every state, but it is true in Illinois. And that's the final verdict.